fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 25th day of February, 2007. Hello and welcome to the show. Well, unless you're living in a cave or so preoccupied with watching professional sports, you don't know what's going on. We are very near the brink of war, another war, this one being with the country of Iran, which sits between Iraq and Afghanistan. How handy. This will not be a pretty sight. Iran is a whole different ball game compared to Afghanistan and Iraq. Iran is a, what I call, first-tier client state of Russia and China, as opposed to Iraq, which was a second or third tier client state, in Afghanistan, which wasn't a client state at all of any consequence that I'm aware of. They may have bought some old beat up AKs. Now, as a third tier state, client state, Saddam did have MiG jet fighters, however, they wouldn't fly. So he just buried them in the sand. High performance jet aircraft do not function for more than a few weeks unless you've got access to the factories that make the parts and the technicians that come from those factories. Saddam did not have either. Iran, however, does have fully functional MiG jet fighters with the technicians that build them, and a jet coming in from Russia every day with spare parts, thank you very much. State-of-the-art air defense systems, state-of-the-art missiles, state-of-the-art communication systems from Russia and China. Yeah, this is the real deal. This country is huge compared to Iraq. And we got a break. Stay tuned.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on the 25th of February, 2007. As you regular listeners know, we talk about preparedness, focus primarily on preparedness. I'm talking a little bit about this upcoming war for the following reason. This could easily get out of hand and spill over to the continental United States, what we in the military call a CONUS. There's been various speculations about whether this will become World War III. I remind people that we didn't call World War II World War II until it had already been in progress well into its third year. 1939, 1940, all of 1941. Towards the end of 1941, somebody got the clever idea to call it World War II. We may already be in World War III. That's the point. It's kind of ironic. It's kind of, if it wasn't so serious, it would be funny. All this hand-wringing and wailing and gnashing of teeth over the Iranian nuclear program for the following reasons. First of all, as best anybody can tell, and nobody said different, they're in complete compliance with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which they are a signatory to, and Israel is not. Plus, it's really not an Iranian nuclear program anyway. It's a Russian nuclear program with Russian technicians, Russian equipment, and Russian technology. Russian, Russian, Russian. And who sits on the United Nations Security Council as one of the five permanent member nations? Russia. So we pretend that it's an Iranian nuclear program, when in reality, it's a Russian nuclear program. Anyhow, my friends, this is a dangerous world, a world that can change very quickly. All of us remember, I hope, the events of the morning of September 11, 2001, when we were busy about our daily activities, preparing to go to work if you were on the West Coast, already at work if you were on the East Coast, when things fell apart and the world, our world, turned upside down. We would all of us, everybody listening to me speak, be well advised to pay heed and prepare now while we can. Preparedness is my passion. Clearly it is. World War III is not a done deal. It may happen. However, I'll tell you what is a done deal. That's natural disasters. Hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, volcanoes. At some point, rising ocean levels. I don't know how it managed to get past me, but I finally, this morning, I printed out the entire Pentagon climate change report that was published in 2003. Do a search on Google, you can find it yourself pretty quick. Just put DOD climate change report in Google, and you'll have it printed out and in your hands in just a couple, 2-3 minutes. Now keep in mind that the climate change report that we have access to is the public domain one, the unclassified one, and there is, in fact, a classified version of this. Now, why in the world would there be a classified version of a Department of Defense report on climate change? Classified from whom? Do we not believe the Russians have highly qualified PhD climatologists, meteorologists, oceanographers, and so forth? But the Chinese don't have well-qualified PhDs in climatology, meteorology, oceanography, as we do. So who's it a secret from? Well, clearly it's a secret from the citizens of this country. The classified version of the Department of Defense report on climate change is being kept classified to protect and keep it away from the citizens of the United States of America. Now, the unclassified version, which I read this morning, and I'm going to read it 2 or 3 more times, I'm developing a new seminar, by the way, it's disturbing enough. And the timeline they give fits hand in glove with the timeline I'm aware of, and does not go along, by the way, with the timeline being put out by former Vice President Al Gore, or the top climate modeler for President Bush, Jim Hansen, who's director of the Goddard NASA Space Institute. What they say in the Department of Defense report is 2010 is when things will start to get bad. That's hand in glove with everything I'm aware of. Absolutely everything. If you're a first-time listener and you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, even if you've been listening for months or even years, you need my report. 18 pages titled No Need for Panic, 18 pages with footnotes, a bibliography, a list of websites. This is written as an academic paper should be written. Available at my website, thelibertyman.com, for $5, maybe the best $5 you ever spent in your life. I found out there's literally dozens of police officers who closely follow my work. I know for a fact there's quite a few active duty military people following my work and my paper. It's been progressing and changing and being added to, I should say, the past 16 months. I first wrote this in November of 05. It's almost doubled in size since then. I have an offer from a publisher to turn it into a book. It will become a seminar. The title of the seminar will be titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. It's going to be the target audience will be business owners, executive CEOs. They're the people who have the wherewithal to really make a difference. We all can make a difference in our personal lives and our families. Men who own businesses and have payrolls have the ability to make a lot larger difference. Professionals and executives can make differences in their communities far beyond what most of us are capable of doing, except those of us who have become politically active and know how to make those changes and differences. The rest of you need to focus on your family and focus on what it will take to have your family be safe in perilous times. If you don't take those measures now while you can, you'll become a refugee, you'll become a casualty, you may even die. If you are responsible for older people, when I say older people, people that are no longer capable of making decisions or have lost a lot of their physical abilities, our children, pre-puberty children who don't have the physical strength or the maturity to care for themselves. If you're responsible for people like that, then you carry a lot larger burden on you than people who don't. You carry a burden for innocent human life on your shoulders, and it's your responsibility to make those preparations now, while you can. Once the balloon goes up, as we frequently say in the military, an old expression going back to artillery observation balloons, once the balloon goes up, what you got is what you got. The training and skills you've got is what you bring to the table. The equipment that you have and know how to use and operate and maintain is what you bring to the table. The supplies you stored away for those you care about and those you're responsible for, that's what you have. It's too late to run down to the grocery store and get a few cases of chili or whatever it is you think you might need, because everybody else is going to figure it out real quick and within a matter of hours. In a severe, fast-moving crisis, stores will be cleaned out. Under a very severe crisis, the government will shut down the sales of firearms and ammunition, alcohol, ration gasoline, ration food. That can happen in a matter of hours. In a severe, fast-moving crisis, either localized or nationwide, depending on what's going on. You don't want to be a refugee. You don't want to be in a situation where you have to go to a grocery store amongst dozens, if not hundreds, of desperate, frantic people attempting to get what they can get to provide for their loved ones. You don't want to be in that situation. It will be quite dangerous. And if you're injured or killed, frantically trying to get a few cans of chili, you certainly can't take care of the innocent human life that you're responsible for, can you? Don't put yourself in that situation. Please don't do that. Please. I lived in a third world country that was under martial law for a year. That's where I came of age. I got to Vietnam 2 weeks after my 20th birthday. I left Vietnam 2 weeks after my 21st birthday. That's where I grew up. That's where I became a man. I learned a lot. I soaked it up like a sponge. Desperately poor people would keep a 100-pound bag of rice stored away. Hey, we got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm. There will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It says J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 25th of February, 2007. This is a live call-in show. I got an interesting email from one of you listeners out there about this modified M4 carbine where Delta people worked with Heckler & Koch to put a new gas system in the antique rifle that we're issuing our troops. It's now called this modified M4 is called the 416. Apparently it's a dramatic improvement. Of course, you're still stuck with that pitiful 5.56 NATO round. Absolutely pitiful. I've never been to the national matches, the 1,000-yard matches at Camp Perry, but I have friends that have gone every year for decades, and they've report back to me what the military's attempted to do the past 20 years, 40 years actually, to make the M16, M4 competitive. The first 20 years of the M16's existence, it could not and would not beat the M14. Finally, there was research and development that they came up with ammunition with projectiles that were so long that they wouldn't feed through the magazine into the rifle. They had to be loaded one at a time. That's how extreme it had to become. They had to change the ammunition to use ammunition to have projectiles that were so long and so heavy They had to be loaded one round at a time, as opposed to feeding them through the box magazine like the firearm was designed for. They could not get the 1,000-yard accuracy without going to that extreme. It's pitiful. It's absolutely pitiful. Now, special forces in Afghanistan have been dusting off. They've been, thank goodness Clinton didn't give them all away. I think Lithuania got a bunch of M14s. Dusting off M14s out of the warehouses and putting them back in service in Afghanistan with great success. This new SOCOM number 2 M1A, I really like this rifle. It's a cut down M14. It's got a modern stock on it with the Picatinny rails that you can mount grenade launchers and lights and different optic systems on it. It's just a really neat rifle. It brings the M14 into the modern age. Why do you need anything else? Trying to pump up a M4, M16 to become something that it's never meant to be, why bother? Well, this translates into what you all should be doing out there for yourselves. That 5.56 NATO round is perfectly suitable for women of small stature, teenage boys, and men who've been disabled through injury and can no longer handle a full-size rifle. It's perfectly good for that, and that's what it's well-suited for. Able-bodied males, in my opinion, should have M1As, M14s, the rifleman's rifle, because that caliber is exactly what you need for most combat situations. The M1A is a supremely reliable, field-tested, combat-tested rifle that you know is going to be there when you need it. No compromise. Absolutely no compromise. Well, I spent most of the day today going through communications equipment and communications paraphernalia. I'm going to give you a hint here of something I do that helps me keep things organized. I get three-ring binders, and I have one set up for communications. I use these plastic page protectors, and the instruction manuals go in the plastic page protectors. I have custom frequencies for my communication system. I put extra copies in the page protector. Inventories of what I've got and what I need go on page protectors and so forth. I'll set up an individual three-ring binder for each motor vehicle. One for my Dodge, one for my Lincoln, one for my Mercedes, one for my International Scout. I have a 1975 International Scout 2. I've modified it to change out the ignition system to go to a 1973 points condenser. That was the last year they made the points condenser and ignition system for the Scout. The 75 version had a primitive version of pointless ignition. That's gone. It's in a box. Same thing with my Dodge. The Dodge is an 88. The Dodge van is an 88. All electronic with computers and all that. All the computers and electronic stuff have all been bypassed or eliminated in my 88 Dodge. The ignition system is the same as a 1975 Dodge, with points condenser ignition, bypassing the computer, thank you very much. I worked with a Dodge technician. He's a Dodge race car fan, and he thought it was a great project to bypass all the modern computerized equipment inside the Dodge van. Four-barrel carburetor, no more fuel injection. It doesn't get the gas economy of a modern Dodge, but so be it. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website, www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 25th of February, 2007. Welcome back to the show. Anyway, I was talking about my three-ring binders, my way of organizing and keeping track of things so that things stay a bit more easily accessible. Three-ring binders are relatively cheap. Page protectors are relatively cheap. And it's a dandy way to keep things organized and at hand and ready for immediate access. So that works out good for me. Talking about these motor vehicles, the owning and operating motor vehicles is fairly expensive. Insurance has gotten to be pretty expensive. Obviously, the gasoline and all the other things attached to motor vehicles. The more you can do yourself, the more money you're going to save. Attempting to save money by skipping maintenance will end up costing you far more in the end. So I'm going to segue here into a short advertisement for AMSOIL products. AMSOIL is man-made lubricants. It's nothing came out of an oil well. Synthetic products that will substantially increase the length of time you get service out of your motor vehicle, while decreasing the intervals that you have to change your oil. They also make a line of filters. It's an excellent line of products. They've been around for more than 30 years. I urge you to call Evelyn Brown Monday through Friday during normal business hours and talk to her about AMS Oil products. If you're looking for a little side income, ask her about that also. She can get you set up to where you become a distributor for AMS Oil. You can keep your normal job and sell AMS Oil products on the side. A lot of people do that to supplement their income, and it works out pretty good for them. Evelyn Brown's phone number, Monday through Friday during normal business hours, is 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. When I got my new Lincoln 3 months ago, I got a case full of AMS Oil products. Had the engine oil changed out, the transmission fluid changed out, got a case of fuel additive, the special AMS Oil filters, and I am very, very pleased with everything AMS Oil makes. Very pleased. Evelyn Brown can also help you get other products that will help your motor vehicle, like PulseTech. I installed the new PulseTech device, my Lincoln, to maintain the battery in pristine condition. You know, a good quality battery for a full-size V8 automobile, you're looking at $100, $120, depending on what you get and where you get it. It's a nice chunk of change, and anything you can do to maintain that battery in pristine condition, I would urge you to do that. The PulseTech devices do that. Evelyn Brown can provide those also at 800-303-5902. Last but not least, one final AMS Oil product. That's the two-cycle gas additive. I got that out finally. For your two-cycle implements, primarily it would be chainsaws, maybe water pumps. It could be any number of two-cycle applications. You know what you've got. Weed whips, these line trimmers. All it takes is one can, and that will service all your different two-cycle implements. That's a huge thing. If you've got a bunch of them, like around here, around this place, we've got probably 8 or 10 different chainsaws and line trimmers, and it seems like every one of them takes a different mix of oil to gasoline. Well, AMS Oil eliminates that problem, and it's just a logistical headache. Anything you can do to make life easier, why wouldn't you do it? Let's get back to talking about some other things regarding preparedness. One of the things that I see overlooked a lot is maintenance of foot gear. This may sound rather... rather simplistic. But I've seen men purchase $250 pairs of Danner Go Devil boots, which in my opinion are some of the best boots made on the planet. I've got a pair, and I fell in love with them. If it's possible to fall in love with a pair of combat boots, I certainly did. They are so comfortable and so warm and so dry and just perform so marvelously. But I've seen men with boots just like these that don't clean them when they're done wearing them, don't polish them up and get them ready for the next time. They just take them off, leave the mud on them, don't clean them up, and then wonder why the boots don't last 20 years. Maybe they don't wonder. I don't know. I expect a good pair of boots to last 20 years. That's my expectation. I've had government issue combat boots have lasted 20 years under fairly hard conditions out in the bush. As my drill drill sergeant told me in basic training 40 years ago, take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. Write this down. Take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. You get a little rip or a tear in your poncho, repair it. You get a small tear in a pair of trousers, repair it. Zipper malfunctions, take it to somebody that can cut it out and sew in a new one. You have tents. I have several military canvas tents. Unfold them once a year, see if the mice have been playing games and chewing them up. Check them for repairs, make those repairs, set it up, check it again, and put it away dry. Never put away a wet tent, ever. You'll end up with severe mold problems. Check all those ropes, make sure the ropes are in good condition, that you got the proper amount of stakes with maybe a couple of extra. Tentage is quite expensive. And military-issue tents are not that easy to find, quite frankly, because of the numerous disasters and the pressures being put on military-grade tentage. You need to take care of it. If you've managed to acquire military-grade tentage or military-issue tentage, you need to do proper maintenance so that it will be ready for you and waiting for you when you need it. That's not optional. This is a live call-in show. What we run into a lot is you guys are sitting out there listening the first hour, and then you decide calling, and then we run out of time before we can get to all your calls. I don't like to see it happen, but it happens frequently. The call number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. I had a caller call in a week or two ago discussing how he had personal experience recently with something that's a frequent topic I talk about, and that's the acquisition of skills. This particular caller, his pet dog had been injured and been to the vet, and there was a massive snowstorm, and the dog's injury started bleeding where the dog had been operated, and he was scrambling. He was absolutely scrambling, trying to desperately stop the bleeding of his pet dog before the animal bled to death. He couldn't get out to go to the vet because of the blizzard. He did manage to do so. His military training kicked in, and he remembered what he had been taught in basic training many decades before, and he was able to stop the bleeding. And he was complimentary of my bringing this up. The fact that getting the training now, while you can, is something you need to consider, something I urge you to consider, something I urge you to do and follow through with. Your local junior college provides emergency medical training, EMT training, for one semester. That's all it takes. One semester. There's almost always evening courses, so you won't have to conflict with your employment. Three more semesters, and you can get paramedic training in addition to that first semester for the EMT. Three more semesters, and you can have the paramedic training. Don't worry about getting certified unless you have a desire to be employed in that career field. I wouldn't be concerned about that at all. I would be concerned about gaining the information. Once you've got the information, then put together a medical kit equal to your skill level. Put together a medical kit equal to your skill level. Then you're going to be ready, ladies and gentlemen, to save some lives. Things happen. That's why they call them accidents. Accidents by nature are unpredictable in terms of when they will happen, how they will happen, and how severe they will be. That's why they call them accidents. I always have a medical kit with me in the trunk of my car. you'd be well advised to do the same thing. You'd be well advised to get the training now while you can. Now, don't limit yourself to just EMT training. In a severe long-term crisis, the people with the skills will have marketable expertise that can be traded for food, that can be traded for shelter, that can be traded for necessary implements and tools. People with highly sought-after skills, the ability to repair equipment, the ability to do welding and cutting, the ability to repair firearms, the ability to repair eyeglasses, the ability to repair leather and canvas and shoes, carpenter skills, plumber skills, electrician skills. Did I say repair motor vehicles? I think I did. The ability to repair farm equipment. People with these skills will be highly sought after. And you will have something you can trade for some things that you don't have if you've got skills. If you don't, well, you're not as good off. You won't be as well off. Medical skills, doctors, nurses, dentists will have premium value on their expertise. Dental work, you know, will be highly sought after and well compensated through whatever means necessary. Barter if need be, bags of potatoes, a horse. If you got a tooth hurting, you'll trade a lot to make that tooth stop hurting. Trust me, you will. Not having access to modern dentistry would be abysmal. I've seen what third world dentistry is. A little wood stool next to a wall outside. A cigar box with a pair of extractors and teeth in the cigar box from previous extractions. You squat down on the little wood stool, open your mouth, and without the benefit of any painkiller whatsoever, the sidewalk dentist extracts your tooth for a small fee. Maybe packs it with a little cotton just to help cut down the bleeding. That's third world dentistry, ladies and gentlemen. It is abysmal. It is painful, and it is not healthy and not sanitary. And you don't want to be in that situation of not having access to modern dentistry. The skills of a ham radio operator. There is drastic and dramatic changes going on right now in ham licensing procedures. They're cutting back and eliminating the Morse code requirements for some of these licenses, which is going to open up frequencies to those of us who never learned the Morse code. Learning how to make one-time pads. We routinely did this as Special Forces, one-time pads, which even Cray supercomputers that the NSA have can't break. Or by the time they do, it won't matter anyway because the information is useless after a certain period of time. The ability to fabricate and use one-time pads for encryption and decryption purposes in communications can be a lifesaver. I have that skill. I've practiced it enough that I'm fairly good at it. These are the things you need to know to prepare for a long time severe crisis. These are the things you need to know. Most of the time, and I have to remind people about this, most of the time in a severe long-term crisis, you're going to be dealing with routine domestic matters. Growing, gathering, preparing food. Vehicle maintenance. Maintenance around the ranch, around the house. Plumbing repair, electrical repair, carpentry work. That's what 99% of your time is going to be consumed with, not sitting behind your M14 with a night scope. That will be a tiny, tiny percentage of dealing with a long-term crisis. Of course, that's a possibility, and it could come up, but that's not going to be what most of your time will be spent doing. Most of your time will be spent doing routine chores of a domestic nature, of a mechanical and electrical and plumbing nature. That's what you'll be doing most of the time, including child care, washing dishes, all those exciting things. We tend to dwell, when we talk about preparedness, we tend to focus pretty quickly on the exotic and the expensive. It's not going to be that way most of the time. Break coming up. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
I need to tell you about what's going on with Freeze Dry Guy. His line continues to expand and contract according to what you guys are ordering out there. Beef, chicken, diced beef, beef stew, eggs, cottage cheese, peas, pork chops. This is the highest grade freeze dried food that money can buy at a deep, deep discount. It does not get any better than that. Like I tell people, and I've been saying this for months, shop the competition. Find out what they've got and how much it costs. Then visit freezedryguy.com and check it out. You'll be very glad you did. freezedryguy.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. Otherwise, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. Best quality products at rock-bottom prices.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 25th of February, 2007. Looks like we had quite a round of storms yesterday in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Kansas. What they're saying were tornadoes. Last time I checked, this is February. Since when is February tornado time? I'll be 60 years old this coming August, and I don't ever recall February being tornado time, ever. Things are changing, ladies and gentlemen. Things have changed dramatically, and they will continue to become more bizarre, more frequent, and more deadly, these bizarre weather-related events. Got some calls coming in here. We got Paul from Pennsylvania. You there, Paul?
How you doing, John?
Real good. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Go ahead. I hear Paul. Does he hear me? Okay, we lost Paul. I don't know what was going on there. Paris in Illinois. Are you there, Paris?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello?
Yes, speak up.
I can't hear the phone correctly.
Okay. I think we have an engineering problem here. I don't know what it is.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
I can hear you now.
You can hear me now. Okay. What's on your mind today, Paris?
Oh, yeah. You see, I have eye drops, and they only last like 3 to 6 months. How would you prepare for that in disasters or like medications and stuff like that?
Okay, that's an excellent question. Most eye drops are a saline solution. I don't know, some have medicine in them, and okay, you need to check with a pharmacist. A pharmacist would be the person to talk to. Most of the time, prescription medicines don't get bad and hurt you. They just become less effective. Now, antibiotics are one of the huge exceptions. Antibiotics will actually chemically change and become something harmful. What you need to do, Paris, is talk to a pharmacist, because they deal with this more than doctors do, and find out, does this start becoming harmful after 6 months, or does it just become less effective after 6 months? And what can I do to make it last longer? Can I freeze it? Will that make it last longer? So ask your pharmacist, and he'll give you the answers.
And do I have to have, like, buy a couple, like a good supply of eye drops for disaster?
Well, you need to find out, before you start buying more eye drops, you need to find out if they will become harmful after 6 months or not. Most likely they won't, unless there's antibiotics in there. But check with a pharmacist and find out. They'd be the answer right there.
Okay, and one more question. Okay. Yeah, and one more question I have. Suppose you run out of eye drops and there's a big disaster, then what might this be the alternative resource?
Well, once again, I would talk to a pharmacist, because they're going to have the cross-reference information to cross-reference what can be substituted. And a doctor also. If the pharmacist doesn't have an answer, a registered pharmacist, then your medical doctor can tell you what substitutes can be used. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. And we've got, I think we got Paul back in Pennsylvania. You there, Paul?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a technical problem. Go ahead.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. I'd like to thank you for being able to put the word out to people. I'm an old sapper. Myself, I did plenty of time in the Army.
Combat engineer, you want to hold on? We got the top of the hour break, Paul. You
yes,
want to
sir.
Hold on through the top of the hour?
Yes, sir.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after the break.